in Gethsemane, sweating blood, a shaking, desperate man anticipates what is yet to come, literally shedding his last drop of blood. And he asks, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, but not my will, but yours." And here Jesus says yes to this terrible no that we have said with the words, "Crucify him." Now Jesus, reaching for each breath, stretched on a cross, is dying between two thieves. Because he has offended the political and religious people, his once so promising life is coming to a bloody end. Every joint in his body is cold and hard, and his heart is bursting, and his throat is dry. Hanging on this cross, deserted by his friends, believing himself abandoned by God, he cries these pain-filled words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And he waits for a word from the Father he has known so intimately, and there is no reply. Jesus experienced total abandonment on this cross. For although God was still there, he couldn't feel that comforting presence that he had known before. The sight of Jesus enduring the worst suffering a human being can know, it certainly should put an end to any hope we might have that following Christ will keep us safe, that it would be easy. And yet, this cry of abandonment is also a source of comfort. For Jesus understood how desperately lonely that silence can be. So when we wonder where God is, we can know that he has experienced this too. And sometimes when we read the news, it seems like God has forsaken the whole world. Each year the story repeats itself with different names. From tsunamis to Sandy Hook, from Iraq to Afghanistan, from Paris to Sudan, now Brussels, the Ivory Coast, there is too much pain to bear. From beginning to end, childhood to our last breath, this life is difficult. The possibility of pain is ever present. Illness doesn't skip over children. Families part ways, and it feels as if the earth is caving under your feet. Throughout life, there is loneliness and heartbreak, so we find ourselves endlessly looking around the next corner for tragedy. And bitterness and envy and resentment slip into our hearts and take hold like a cancer of the soul. And we have had days when we wonder what the point is, when we feel completely alone. And we prayed, and we listened, and we felt sometimes abandoned. But when our longing for God is most intense, the silence seems most deep. That is where Jesus is on this particular Holy Friday. Deep in the darkness that has touched each life, this word from the cross may be the hardest to hear and the one we need most to hear, for we've known the feeling of empty prayers and the hush of absence. We have felt it when someone we love dies, when a dream we had falls apart, when we see real evil continue unstopped, returning again. But even in those moments when we feel abandoned, God is not gone. Like Jesus, we have lost that sense of comfort and hope, and it seems all we know is silence. But the silence is in God. And when we feel God forsaken, we feel what Christ has felt. At our most hurt and most abandoned, we have one who has been there before us and is with us And when we want to cry out, we do so knowing that Christ took on that very pain, that God has suffered that same loss and separation and grief. And in that knowledge, we know that we are known and loved. We are forgiven and embraced by the one who chose to take on our pain, taking all the betrayal and abuse the world could and does meet out, proving love to be stronger than death, transforming the power of the cross from an instrument of torture to a transcendent symbol of love. No evil has ever existed or ever will exist that cannot be overcome by the cross. No sacrilege, no betrayal overshadows the love of God that hung with Christ on the cross. Christ crucified is the ultimate moment of God's grace revealed for us, with us, and all of creation, and the reverberation still carried through the centuries to generations yet not born. Christ Jesus, by your cry of desperate honesty, rid us of superficial faith, which is afraid of the dark and lonely times. Lord, help us to preserve through the darkness so that we might discover profound joy. Give us, when we need it most, the courage to doubt, to rage, to question, to rail against heaven till we know we are heard. For we do not ask for easy answers to hard times. We ask only for a sense of your presence. And that will be enough to let us know that we do not cry alone. That will be enough to enable us to go through the dark and find the light again in the morning. When we close our eyes to what we deem to be too unpleasant and disturbing, Lord, have mercy and awaken us, disturb us. When we close our eyes to the complexities of situations and injustices done in our name, Lord, have mercy, awake us, disturb us, and move us to action. Lord, have mercy. Awake us, disturb us, and move us to live out our prayer.